Mia Farrow attacks Trump, defunding the WHO will cost lives. We should give more. By David Ng on April 14, 2020. Actress Mia Farrow had a social media meltdown after President Donald Trump announced Tuesday that he will be halting U.S. funding to the World Health Organization. The president argued that the United Nations agency has put political correctness and deference to China ahead of life-saving measures when it came to the coronavirus. Mia Farrow called President Trump's decision an outrage, tragic, vindictive, and deplorable in a tweet storm she unleashed during the Commander-in-Chief's daily coronavirus press briefing at the White House. We should give more to the WHO. My God. This vindictive little man knows how to deflect from his own failures, she said. Defunding the World Health Organization is a vindictive, terrible thing to do. This will cost lives. The WHO has repeatedly parroted Chinese talking points about the coronavirus, downplaying the seriousness of the virus and providing cover for Beijing's attempts to bury the true extent of the pandemic during its early weeks. On Tuesday, President Trump noted that American taxpayers give the WHO between $400 million and $500 million a year, while China contributes roughly $40 million by comparison. He also noted that the WHO opposed his administration's decision to ban air travel from China in January. The WHO has also backed China's claim that there is no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus. Farrow lashed out at President Trump in a series of angry tweets on Tuesday, including one where she appeared to claim that the president has dementia. In another tweet, Farrow said, "I need a Xanax." Mia Farrow has had professional ties with the United Nations, serving as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. Last week, the Hannah and Her Sisters actress tweeted that the WHO is essential and deserves wholehearted financial support from the United States. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.